Kyle Brusten-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside Wisconsin backer, Packer backer, Bucks backer, Kyle Wallace, and back from his NFL media combine in LA is Brad Nortman. Joining us now across ESPN Wisconsin is the People's Champ, the mayor of Milwaukee. That is Bobby Portis. Bobby, how are you today?
What's the word, man? I'm chilling. Blessed.
That's wonderful to hear. And look, it's been a long 82 games for the Milwaukee Bucks. A lot has happened from before the season to getting to where you guys are now in the third seed in the East. What's the overall vibe for you guys like right now? Because it's been a long season for y'all.
I mean, long season for who? For our team?
Just the franchise. I mean, from coach to coach to the team aspect, how is everything in Bucksville?
I mean, that's what the 82-game season for, man, to go through the highs and lows that the season presents. Like, you know, this is our work. This is our safe haven. This is what we do. You know, basketball stays the same, man. No matter what anybody's talking about on the outside media or how they view what's going on, we good, man. You know, the main thing is to go out there and hoop and compete at a high level every night and, you know, just let the dominoes fall how they fall, man. But, you know, the vibe cool, man. We blessed, man. We ain't got no complaints. We in the playoffs. Got the Pacers Sunday. It's lit right now, man. Let's get it.
Bobby, you are top of so many people's list for Sixth Man of the Year, including ours. And I'm just curious, so to you, what does an elite Sixth Man bring to a team, and why is that so important in the playoffs particularly?
I think elite Sixth Man bring just a versatility to the game to where they can do different teams to help the team win. I feel like a Sixth Man is a guy that can be a starter on any other team, but he accepts his role on the team that he's on, and he comes off and gives them a lift every night, whether that's scoring, whether that's energy, you know, whether that's being a dog, whether that's rebounding the ball at a high level. Obviously, as a fan of the game or someone who watched the game, they'll probably say, like, oh, a Sixth Man is just someone who comes off the bench and get buckets. But I put more into it than just that. Being available is one thing as well. Pride myself on being available each and every night. So you could say a lot of things, but I think the main thing is just how someone comes off the bench and impacts winning.
Bobby, I mean, when you look at it, talking about the Sixth Man, I mean, you had the underdog mentality with the clothing line. And I'm looking here at the report card that you have. First in double-doubles off the bench with 16. First in rebounds off the bench with 573. Second in points off the bench. 82 games played out of 82 games as well. I mean, these are all incredible numbers. How do you have, like, this impact and effectiveness in embracing this role of coming off the bench and doing what you got to do? I mean, you dropped 30 points in multiple games this year.
Man, I just love the hoop, man, to be honest. Like, the main thing for me is just going out there being myself and playing free and just letting the dominoes fall they fall. Man, I love this game. This game has done so much for me and my family that I'm forever grateful. But before it did anything for us, it was just the love for the game. So being available for the game, you know, being available for my teammates and, you know, the coaches on a nightly basis, what I pride myself in the most. But just coming out there being a dog and, you know, just, you know, like I said, letting the dominoes fall, they fall, man. I'm blessed to be in this position I am. And, you know, my job is to come off the bench and bring some energy to the game, man. What better way than to bring energy than to get a bucket or two, you know?
Absolutely. Talking with Bobby Portis here on Kyle Brusten-Ortman. And, you know, thinking back to that 2020 championship run, whether it be Chris Paul, who was funny to see you two get after, and then you high-stepping down the court after a couple of calls. I mean, that was the energy that really helped propel this team in 2021. Thanasis said to us, I want to say a couple weeks ago, that he wants that 50-year energy from Milwaukee Bucks fans. Anything you want to echo from that?
Yeah, man. You know, obviously, home court is real in the playoffs, man. You want to protect home court as much as you can. Obviously, you don't want to lose games in the regular season as well at home. Not saying that the regular season is different than the playoffs or more important, but You know, playoffs is different. You want to win all your games at home and steal one on the road if possible. So I'm right there with him, man. You know, let's bring it back. Let's get be loud and you know, build a home court advantage for ourselves, man. It's going to be very much so needed for sure, man. It's going to be a great series against the Pacers.
We're talking volume. We're talking energy. There is no more volume and energy than when I hear a Bobby, Bobby chant from the Milwaukee Bucks faithful. Now, Bobby, be honest with me. Be honest with me. Is Giannis jealous that you have the loudest chant of any other player on the team? He's got to be jealous.
Yeah.
He's too humble. I wouldn't say jealous. I think one time him and T.A. did a live podcast at Potawatomi a couple weeks back, and I didn't really plan on like being late, but I was late, and I had to like walk through like the front of the podcast.
I remember that.
Y'all saw that?
Yeah, it went
crazy in there, bro. It was a movie, man. And then he actually tapped me on my leg when I came on the stage and was like, "Hey, man, they effing love you here. They effing love you here." So, yeah. You know, I ain't gonna say like he's jealous or nothing, but it's great vibes though, man.
I mean, Bobby, I'm born and raised in Milwaukee, and not really seeing you be embraced by the city and really be basically being accepted by Milwaukee is something I love to see. But your journey getting here, I was at an event for Feeding America like a year or two ago, and you talked a little bit about how you told your agent you are the missing piece for the Milwaukee Bucks, and you wanted to be in Milwaukee. You chose to be here. Can you talk about that story?
Yeah, man. So around the time, so I signed with the Knicks in 2019 summer. And at the time, that was my biggest deal. And it was like a two-year, $35 million deal, two-year, 30, 32. But the second year was team option. And that year, we had a bad, super bad year. Nobody really played up to, you know, their pay grade, whatever it was. And I kind of knew that the next year that they probably going to turn my team option down. So I was going to be a free agent again. And the teams that my agent was talking about that wanted me, I just didn't see the fit. Like, okay, the money's one thing, but like, I'm going into year six of my career. It's time for me to find a team where I can like call a home and I can find a niche and role that I can play to help impact winning. And being at home throughout the bubble, man, I was at home from March when the pandemic started to November when the next season started back. Because the Knicks, we didn't make the bubble. I didn't play in the bubble, bro. I was at home the whole time, literally. Yeah. And being able to have a chance to watch my peers, my people I play against, and seeing that there was a little hole that I could feel that was kind of needed in Milwaukee, being like an enforcer, being someone off the bench that can come in, provide energy and scoring and things, and it just made sense. And, you know, we called them and made it happen, and then 6 months later, I was an NBA champ. It was crazy. Like, just the journey was just unreal, bro.
Yeah, and you mentioned being an NBA champ, right? Like, that's something that you sacrificed in taking some smaller contracts and then obviously getting your opportunity to get paid with the Milwaukee Bucks and making it a home here. You have that championship DNA. There are guys with that championship DNA on this team. So tell us, you know, tell the audience why they should just believe that this team can still get it done, because, you know, you got guys who have been there.
Yeah, man. You know, obviously, like I said, man, every year is just different. So this is my ninth year now, and every year that I've been in the league, it's been a different year. So obviously, there's been highs and lows that come with this season. But, you know, if you look at our season, our makeup of our team, man, like, there's nothing that our team hasn't seen. You know, like, we had three coaches. We had Coach Griff, Joe Prunty coached 3-4 games. Then Doc came, so we had three coaches. We went to Vegas. We was in Vegas this year during midseason, you know. So, like, we went through it all. We had lineup change. We had guys hurt in and out the lineup all year. So, I don't know if there's a more battle-tested team than us in the league right now. So, when adversity strikes again, I think we'll be prepared, if that makes sense.
You know, when the regular season ended, and then we all saw where – the standings were, and the Bucks got the draw with the Pacers. What was your first reaction when you saw that Pacers were going to be your first series? Because as a fan, I mean, there's a lot of intensity, a lot of physicality in that series, and they're a good team. So what was your initial reaction when you saw you got the Pacers round one?
I think my initial reaction was, first off, I was kind of like mad that we got smacked by the Magic like that. They, you know, we smacked them a couple of days before, then they come back smack us. So I really wasn't thinking about it at first. And then once I kind of showered and saw that the Knicks won, and then the Knicks kind of locked up the second seed, it was more of a, well, let's do it, man. You know, this playoffs in particular, it's not like you can say, hey, we're going to lose this game and because we don't want to play this team, or we're going to win these amount of games and we're going to be the number one seed, and then we get the luck of the draw of the 76ers or the Miami Heat. So it's not like you can, you know, fiddle out who you want to play. So this playoff is going to be great, man. Just not our series, but if you look at all the series that's already played out, that's made up to be. You got the Suns and Timberwolves, man. That's going to be a hell of a series. A lot of buckets in that one. You got the Clippers and Mavs. That series is going to be great. So it's going to be great for TV, man. And I'm excited for it for sure. Great storyline if you're a fan of the game.
Yeah, no, here, listen, Bobby, you can keep it politically correct, but listen, I don't know about you. I got beef with the Pacers. I didn't like the way they handled the ball situation with Giannis. And so, I mean, I know it's the playoffs, and I know you're already hyped up, but is there a little extra juice knowing that the Indiana Pacers beat
Oscar
y'all?
Oscar Sheepway.
Yeah, man, I mean, you're right. Come on, like, for real, though. I hope they get booed. Like, there's got to be a little bit of extra juice, right?
I mean, there's always juice, man. If you're not juiced up for a playoff series, you're in the wrong profession. You know, there's always going to be juice, no matter who you're playing. So, obviously, like I said, man, the storyline between us is already built. You know, went to the in-season tournament, they beat us. They beat us, you know, four times throughout the season. So, the storyline is there. It's what the media and what people, you know, want for real. And Sunday we tie them up, and you know the ball tips up and it's time to hoop. So definitely going to be exciting, and I'm excited for it. But you know, getting our rest right now, well needed.
Yeah, and Bobby doesn't do that bulletin board material. Kyle.
I'm just saying. Listen, Bobby being Milwaukee long enough to know Milwaukee support everybody here. You've been around the city. You know if somebody mess with anybody.
I heard a story, Bobby, earlier today with you and Shams that you're getting moved to the front of the DMV. I've been avoiding the DMV because I don't want to wait in line.
Man, nah, man, it was crazy too. Like I came in there, I had just got my car. This was like when I first got back from playing with Team USA in the summer. So we pull up over there and we go up there and, you know, I'm just trying to get some tags, man. You know how I go. one of the guys was like, hey, Bobby, that's Bobby. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't Bobby.
Bobby who?
He going about his business. He going about his business, man. He going about his business. And then they call my name on the intercom, like, Bobby Portis, come here. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did you do that? And then the whole DMV starts saying my name.
Hey!
Like, I'm like, yo, like, this is crazy. Like, this is so good right now.
Bobby, that never gets old, does it?
I should put this on social media. I should have put this on Instagram, man. This is crazy right now. What is going on?
Nah, that Bobby Chen, that never gets old, right? Anywhere and everywhere you go.
Even in Walgreens. I gotta walk. Even in Walgreens, man. We in Walgreens are doing it, man. It's unreal, for real.
I'm just trying to think.
To you. I'm not even making this up.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, we know you're not making it up. I'm just trying to think if there's any more places that if you ever need a long wait, be like, just go there. You're going to be right to the front of the line.
You know, the worst spot, though, for real, even though it's not worse because I love it, but the worst one is, like, if I'm at the gas station pumping gas.
Oh, man, then, I can't even pump gas.
I'm pumping gas, right? And then people just, like, get out their cars, bro, and then start doing the hand thing, bro.
From the DMV to Walgreens to the gas station, is there anywhere else?
Sir. We all over.
I mean,
We global now, man.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Bobby. When I found out you was joining us, I did a little Bobby chant, And I dang don't want to do a Bobby chant right now with KBN Nation.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Not, I mean, yeah, I can't even do it now.
I want that.
It's not
that energy.
Now you got
that
live radio.
It's not. It's not. But listen, we got to get the vibes and energy right? Because this is the vibes and the energy that we're going to need on Sunday. We're going to need to make this playoff run. So we know Bobby Portis is going to bring it, and we know the rest of the team going to bring it.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
You a true Bucks fan. I hear it in your voice. I hear the passion in you.
Oh yeah, I told you.
Passion.
I'm from Milwaukee. I love
him. He's basically Bango. He's our live mascot.
The unathletic Bango.
Okay. I heard that.
Yes, sir.
Bobby Portis, it's been a pleasure having you on Kyle Brusselin-Ortman. You'll hear the Bobbies in Fiserv Forum. We look forward to Sunday. Get your rest, and look forward to hearing the next random place that you get bobbied all over the place.
Say less, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Let's get it, man. Sixth man.
That is the should-be sixth man of the year with the production for the Milwaukee Bucks. You heard Dame say it. You heard many others say it. And
numbers is, I mean, it's
there.
The numbers is great.
Staggering. He should be the dude.
Yeah, I mean, even the thing is, like, dude is just killing it. And then this year, the big thing for me with Bobby is that when Bobby had to step up when Giannis was out, Bobby was getting buckets.
30.
Great game.
Efficient 30.
Yeah, like, for real, though.
Timely. Very timely.
I mean, Bobby for six, man.
There it is, Bobby Portis. If you missed any of our interview with him, go to Wisconsin On Demand. He's hyped. Kyle's hyped. You all should be hyped because, again, I actually want to dive into a couple things that he said that are really intriguing heading into this offseason. Kyle, how are you trying to get him on bulletin board material like that? That next.
Setting him up.